Okay, I learned she means Chosur Furshima, Daniel Ben Frima, and Ben Yama Penachas Ben Daphna. Very interesting question comes to Absorbersim. Before we get to the question, Kain starts off with the story. The story is told of Chaim Volozhin, the famed Talmud, the Talmud Muvak of the Grav, the Vilna Gaon. The Chaim Volozhin accepted on himself a practice to always make sure when he made a bracha that someone would answer Amen to his brachas. Chaim Volozhin got this from a Zohar, which states that a bracha without an Amen is like, quote, the Zohar says, a letter that is left unopened. A letter that is left unopened. Rav Zobrasin quotes the Nacha Kedumim, who writes from the Arizal that the word Bereshis is actually stands for five words. Bekol Ram Avarech Shem Hashem Tomid. Six words. Bekol Ram Avarech Shem Hashem Hashem Tomid, which in English means in a loud voice, I will always bless Hashem. So the people could say, can answer Amen. So what happens to Rav Chaim Elozer one night, late at night, and Rav Chaim is very thirsty. He's learning Torah. There's no one answer around to answer Amen. He didn't feel justified. He felt a little guilty to wake up anyone in his family for them to be able to answer Amen to his bracha. Well, so what he decided to do, he didn't take the drink, a very big chumrah, went back to learning Torah. Suddenly, there was a great knock at the door. A student from his yeshiva came to ask a question. Rav Chaim now had someone to answer Amen. He made a bracha, took the drink, and then had the student, and then answered the student's Gemara question. What happened was, Rav Chaim was so happy the next morning, he saw the student in yeshiva, and he thanked the student so much. Thank you so much for coming to my house last night. So it was, and you know, you thought you were coming to me but for your help, but you really came to me, and you were able to help me also. So the student turned back to Rav Chaim, Volozhiner, and he said, when did I come visit? I didn't go. Rav Chaim reminded him of the question, the student's question, and he had no idea of what the rabbi was talking about, or what Rav Chaim Volozhiner was talking about. Explained to this mystery, it seemed to Rav Chaim Volozhiner that a malach actually was brought down from Shemayim because Rav Chaim had such a special connection to brachas. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent him a malach to be able to ask him a question, and he looked like the student, and therefore he was able to make the bracha. Apparently, the student was also someone special if the malach chose his appearance, says Rav Zorberstein. So what happened was, is the yeshiva student once heard the speech about the great importance of saying brachas out loud. And now what happened was, the shaila now comes to Rav Zilberstein. This boy named Avi heard this story, and he decided he was going to try to fulfill this practice also. From then on, whenever you make a bracha, he would make sure someone would say answer Amen. One time he was the only passenger on a bus, and as Rav Chaim, he wanted to take a drink, but there's no one around. So what happened was, he didn't take the drink. He called his father and asked him what he should do. The kid, Avi, called his father and said, Daddy, what should I do? Abba, what should I do? He said, why don't you ask the bus driver to say Amen? So Avi said, Abba, the bus driver is an Arab. Does his Amen count? So they weren't sure if the non-Jews Amen counted. They come to Zorbastin to see if the Amen of the non-Jew counts. So Zorbastin answered based on the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Or Chaim, Simin, Reish Chesvav, Sef Beis, that one should answer Amen when a non-Jew makes a bracha. For some reason, if a non-Jew makes a bracha, whatever it is, Shavim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, you should answer Amen, provided you hear the entire bracha. Since the Gentile use Hashem's name, it's unlikely that they're intending for idolatry, meaning if they're saying, blessed is Hashem, you're able to answer Amen to those bracha. So Sazor of Zorbasin, in a very short and very succinct way, if we can answer Amen to the Gentile's bracha, it stands to reason that they could also answer Amen to our bracha. Avi should explain to the Arab bus driver what the bracha means, and that he should have a mawa answer Amen, that he believes the bracha is true. I think at the end of the day, you know, there's a very, very deep story of Chaim Volozhiner, you know, a malach coming in the appearance of a student. At the end of the day, we should be able to take our bracha seriously. The more we appreciate the brachas, the more Kadosh Baruch Hu will reveal himself as Hashem in our way, in our own ways, in our nigla, nistar, and shower us with tremendous shefa, and tremendous bracha be'ez Hashem. Shkoyach.